sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about your sex and your happiness. And today I'm very excited. I have a guest who you may have heard before. She's been on my show. Not too terribly long ago, we did a show on roofies and how scary a concept that is, that somebody could slip something in our drinks. Today, we're going to talk about happier things. So my guest today is Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and she has an edit this out, please, Sam. And she has an eclectic background, which places her expertise in a league of its own. Her career is a compilation of being a registered nurse, a health educator, and a sex and relationship author, as well as a radio talk show host, a yoga therapist. And these things fuel her passion as an international speaker, a sensuality educator, and an exotic lifestyle retreat CEO. This is amazing. Nancy is like a person of lots of skills, lots of talents, lots of trade. And as far as I know, she and I are this close because we're kind of like this together. So Nancy, I want to welcome you back to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you, Lori. It's always fun to be back with you.
Thank you. Today we're going to talk about what erotic lifestyle means. What does erotic lifestyle mean to you who created it?
Well, I kind of use the words erotic and exotic interchangeably because they both, to me, conjure up visions of sultry, sexy nights, Caribbean breezes, beautiful colors, sensuality, eroticism, making wild, passionate love, flirting ferociously, all of those things always, they kind of come together when I think of those two terms. So my company is Exotic Lifestyle Events, where I bring all these things to people in beautiful, exotic Caribbean resorts.
Wow. Well, I want to say, wow, like you just painted a picture for me and I was there. Making passionate love and having warm breezes and exotic smells. And I have been there.
Just recently.
Just recently. And it's because of you that I've even gone there. So let's talk about that. Like, first of all, how did you always feel this way? Was this like when you were a little girl, did you have a dream of passionate nights? Were you one of those romantics who read romantic novels and said, I want to be whisked away this way? I want to be ravished.
Actually, yes. I always fantasized that there was a place and there were people that really did live that way. And I always fantasized about having a relationship with somebody that was truly magical. My earlier relationships didn't support that fantasy. Hmm. So as I got into my 20s, I probably got a little discouraged by the lack of passion and eroticism that I was finding in my life. Fortunately, I met the man of my dreams in my late 20s, and he started bringing those things to reality for me. And after being together for about 17 years, we ventured out to hedonism for the first time. And then my reality shifted in ways that they're still happening. And that was in 2005.
Wow. So that's a long time ago already. It's over 10 years that you've been living your dream, let's say, and maybe other people's dream. I know the man of your dreams, and he's a wonderful man. He's not a swashbuckler.
No.
You know, he's a really grounded, beautiful human being, and I know that he's helped you get where you want to go, you know, in your life. He's really helped you and encouraged you to do it. And I think for many women, it would actually take the man in their life encouraging them, because it's very hard to do it on your own.
And certainly, I mean, you could probably do it on your own, but if you had a partner that was resistant at all to it or threatened by it, that wouldn't work either, because I am very much a free spirit, and the older I get, the more free spirited I become. And so it takes somebody that's confident in who he is, who we are, who I am, to be able to be with me in a delightful way, not just hanging on by a thread, but actually enjoying the whole process.
It's awesome. It's wonderful to watch you two in action and to be with you. And I will say, as a single woman, because I don't want to discourage anybody from their dreams, it's because of you that I've actually been on some of these erotic, exotic lifestyle events. And I feel very supported by you and very supported by Mark, so that I'm safe. I feel okay. And I know I'm not the only single woman who travels with you.
Right. In fact, I have more single people travel with me than coupled people.
Okay, so there we go. We're demystifying things. We're saying right. That you can be, you might have met the person of your dreams. You might meet the person of your dreams on one of the trips. And that's a good risk to take. And it doesn't matter, because you could be the person of your own dreams. Like I know that I am. I'm that. And it's interesting because, you know, I just got home from the last trip where our trips overlapped, and from Jamaica. And I posted some pretty spicy pictures on Facebook. And somebody that I know from high school wrote to me and said, I'm so glad that you're out there. When I see you, I get encouraged to be me.
I get that a lot, Lori. A lot.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, we're not women in our 20s that are trying to get attention. You know, I think there's a difference in trying to find out who you are and fully expressing who you are. And
yes.
the more women, I'll speak to women right now, but the more women do what's authentic to them and start to discover that sensuality and that goddess energy, the more they want to celebrate it. So it's really a celebration and setting an example for other women that we support that we're not, there's no jealousy. There's no sense of judgment. You know, there's no slut shaming that happens in this world. We don't tolerate it because it's unnecessary.
So we can be fully expressed. We can be as sensual and as sexual as we want. We can be as erotic and exotic as we want. And we can actually, I mean, to me, it's a gift to the world. It's not what you said, like a competition. It's more a sisterhood. And then the men in our lives actually benefit from it, because when we're freer, they're freer.
Absolutely.
Expressed, they're expressed, and it's like ending suppression.
What man in his right mind wouldn't want to hang around with women who were fully expressing their sexuality? The biggest complaint I hear as a sex therapist from men is that their women aren't sexual anymore. Their women aren't sensual. They feel deprived of that part of their lives. And so, you know, the more women can own their own sexuality without fear of judgment or ridicule, the happier the men are going to be too.
Yeah. Makes a happier world. Well, I always say, you know, if people were happy in their sex lives, they wouldn't be considering flying a plane into a building. You know,
yes.
I almost got that backwards, but
or flying a building into a plane. You
right.
Don't want to do that either.
You wouldn't even think like that if you were satisfied sexually. Like your creative energy, creative life force, which sexual energy is, wouldn't be creating destruction. It would be creating creation. It would be creating things that made people happy and made them feel good, not things to destroy life. So, yeah, definitely true. Well, I want to take a short break here. And when we come back, what I want to talk about is the events that you're creating. And then in our third segment, we'll talk about an event that you and I are creating and how people can find out more about that. So we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're really going to delve into what Exotic Lifestyle Events, the company, is, and what Nancy's actually doing with people and what the plans are that she has. And she's created some, she uses her creative energy really well, and definitely helps people stretch past what they dared to think about and maybe what they dreamed about secretly, and helps them fulfill on that. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I'm talking to my dear friend, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, who's a sex therapist, a sex educator, and she really does take people out of the ordinary and helps them live the extraordinary. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world, And I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it. And every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the love writer in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse, and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention, and you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Writer through me. That's loverider.com, LUVRYDR. This is Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today I'm talking to Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we're talking about Exotic Lifestyle Events, which is a creation of Nancy's. She's the CEO, Exotic Lifestyle Retreats. She's the CEO of this company, and she designs sexually, intimacy, sensually charged events, both in the U.S. and in the Caribbean. And Nancy, tell us a little bit about your company exactly, and also the website, how people can find out more, because I know you have quite a few events. And then how did you create these things? Where did you come up with the ideas? You know, I always like to ask people from their background, like, you know, were you always thinking about this? Where'd you get the idea for the contests? Things like this. So tell us what the company is and how people can find it.
Exotic Lifestyle Events is really kind of the head company, and then with that I create Exotic Lifestyle Retreats. Sometimes it's a retreat where we're really putting on a program. If it's just an event, it might be more of just a party or a gathering, and then I have an Exotic Lifestyle Club, which is my website, which is exoticlifestyleclub.com or exoticlifestyleevents.com. They both take you to the same place. And on that website is actually a private membership club. It's a Facebook-like arena, but it's for adults only. It's a pay site, so you have to pay a little bit so that you're validated as to who you are and that you are of age. And then behind in that club, people can create groups and friendships and share trips and photos and anything they want. It's an adult site, so it's Facebook adult.
So rather than Facebook Lite.
Yes, I created that because I kept getting in trouble on Facebook for things I was posting. That really I am very conservative in some sense, that I won't post anything anywhere that if my grandchildren saw it as teenagers that I would be embarrassed by. So I kind of use them as my gauge. And yet, even doing that, I was getting in trouble on Facebook because of their puritanical rules. So that drove me to want to create this event, because, you know, your question is why do I do this? When I find something that's pretty, fun, interesting, exciting, uplifting, I always want to share it. You know, that's the first thing I think about doing. When I learn something new, the first thing I think is, how can I teach it? And so it's an in and out kind of a thing for me. As a yoga teacher, if I'm in a yoga class and my teacher says something that inspires me, I automatically file that so that I can teach it next class I teach.
I'm the same way. I think we're kind of cut out of the same mold.
I think so. So when I first went to hedonism, and I had so many epiphanies and so many life-changing experiences, my first thought was, how can I change this? How can I share this with other women and other people? because I wasted 10 years of my life worrying about going. I had all the fears and trepidations that, many women have about my body, about my age, about us as a couple. I mean, all those things. And once I went, it's instantly all of those things disappeared and I woke up. So, so I want to share that. So I started teaching sensual yoga so I could go back. I started putting together groups to teach. And then I was asked to write a sex column. And through that, I came to want to create an erotic film festival. So, yeah, my world is very twisty-turny. So, and then no better place to do an erotic film festival than hedonism. And that's how Lori and I met. That's how I met Dr. Ava. And so just doing that film festival, creating something that I had never done before, I knew nothing about. I guess I'm fearless because I'll just jump in and do.
You are fearless. You are fearless.
I am fearless.
You are fearless. But you had the fears. See, the important part is that you had the fears before you went, but you felt the fear and you didn't let it stop you.
Right. Yeah, when I feel the fear, that's what motivates me to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing that, my whole world shifted. Another big shift. I wouldn't have a doctorate in human sexuality right now if I hadn't done that film festival. I have no doubt.
Yeah. So, it opened the door for many things, including me.
Yes. Yes. So I just continue to say yes to projects and ideas and concepts that I know are going to make the world a better place, a sexier place in some way, shape or form. And so these events just kind of pop into my consciousness, like the Valentine's event that you and I are going to be doing. I've been teaching sensual yoga for Valentine's for 10 years, but now I want to expand it. Now I want it to be bigger and I want to bring in other people like you to do this with me. It makes it a lot more fun and it makes it unique.
Totally. And we are planning quite the week at Hedonism, from February 11th to the 18th of 2017. And we are planning a very sexy, sensuous,
extraordinary
experience for people, whether they come in couples or singles. It doesn't matter to us. Like it's going to be a wonderful experience for people and very intimate. Cause I mean, we're going to have the size group that where people are going to get to know some other people, well, they're going to meet new friends and they're going to have experiences that maybe they've dreamed of.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's really the bottom line is I love helping people find and live their dreams.
So we're going to sample some great foods. We're going to have some sensual foods and sensual food experiences. We're going to go on a cruise to some pirate caves and on the cruise, people, if they want to, they can wear a bathing suit, but they don't have to wear a bathing suit. We're going to, we're going to have some sex magic. We're going to definitely have your partner sensual yoga. We have a full week. Oh, and you have multi-hand massage planned, like pool massage. So people are floating on. This was one of my favorite things that I learned from you. Mm-hmm. Floating on a floaty in the pool. Mm-hmm. And then having like a six-handed massage by three other people and just being able to relax and not focus on, you know, what the next move was, but just surrender into the great feelings.
Mm-hmm. It's so loving, you know, and I think that's what I know so many people are missing in this world and crave is just that feeling of being nurtured and safe and maybe being a little turned on too without it being threatening or judged, and just to have a place where that you can just be you and be taken care of and be a part of taking care of other people in just a really sweet, loving way.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So I'm grateful. I wouldn't want my life without these experiences now. I mean, I thought my life was really full before, but I remember when you first invited me to be part of the film festival, and I had the same exact fears that you had, you know, and I, you know, I had to face them. I had to feel them and face them also about my age, about my body, about this, about that. And now it's like, I wouldn't want my life without it. I wouldn't even be in this great a shape if it wasn't for it. I mean, it gives me a reason to work out like a banshee.
Yeah. And it also gives you a sense of self-acceptance. I mean, and that's the thing I think a lot of people don't understand is hedonism isn't filled with Playboy models. It's filled with real people that have real lives, real jobs. They're not creepy. Well, maybe a couple of them, but most of them aren't creepy. you know, there's doctors and lawyers and teachers and nurses and professionals and even some ministers and, I mean, you know, policemen. I mean, every walk of life. And so there are people that just want a place to be authentic. And so I think that's why when you go there and it's like you find your tribe and you make friendships that are so deep and so life-lasting and life-changing, unlike any other place in the world. I've never so quickly made such deep-rooted friendships.
Yeah, and then you see the people year after year or time after time, people plan to be together. It's amazing. Really, really amazing. And I've followed in your footsteps. I've created events as well, and I love when we do it together so that I could keep going back and having the same kind of experience. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of your other things that you're creating, like the Mr. Exotic and some of the other. You have some great cards up your sleeve, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and I want people to know about those. Okay. So we will be right back. Please open your ears and definitely open your possibilities to what we're talking about here, because if you've never had this kind of an experience, this could be right up your alley, right in line for you. So we'll be right back. What are you all doing for Valentine's this year? We have something that we've cooked up for you that we think is really special.
You know, Valentine's candy, flowers, we get that all the time. But how about stretching past what you might think you want and doing something extraordinary and exciting and so sexy it'll blow your skirt up?
I want it.
Come to Hedonism with us. We have intimacy and sex magic ready for you. A full week packed with excitement, sexy, hot, life-changing.
So that's myself, Laurie Handlers, and Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and Dr. Mark Pierce. We will be cooking up this sexy week for you.
Go to exoticlifestyleevents.com and look for the Valentine's Week logo.
You will not be sorry. You would never have a regret for joining us at Hedonism in the Caribbean, in Jamaica, for Valentine's Week. You will pinch yourself. You'll be so excited. You'll never want to do just plain old flowers and candy again.
They'll be living sex, magic, and happiness.
Really. So join us. Go to the website again one more time.
ExoticLifestyleEvents.com.
As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with the Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Laurie Handler's told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm interviewing Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce today, and she has a background in nursing. She's a yoga teacher. She's a talk show host. She has a passion for expanding people into their pleasure, into the things that maybe they've never considered before. And she uses her platform as a sex educator and an international speaker to introduce people to things that might be a little on the edgy side for them, and then they turn out to be the best things in their life. And that's really what the program is about today, like how to get past things and actually live your dreams. So, Nancy, when we left off, I just hinted a little bit at some of the things, the other things that you've created. We talked about the Valentine's event that we have coming up. Hopefully we'll have that Valentine's event every year from now on, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yep.
Yeah. And then you have some other things. You have some kind of a reunion week, and you have Mr. Exotic International. Tell us about that, because that I wasn't there, but I saw the videos and it really looked like fun. How did you come up with that?
Well, I'm always looking for the most exotic, erotic, whatever, and I love men, and exotic men definitely catch my attention, and I know many of them, and so I thought, well, I need to put together a competition and try to find the most exotic men in the world. My vision is to have 10 men every year from each from a different country. So I really would like to showcase how other cultures and countries view exotic erotic. So I put together the first event that we just held in October, and had 5 contestants. Canada, Jamaica, and U.S. were represented, and it was amazing. It was these men are. I handpick them. I make sure I interview them. So I'm only finding the finest men that are good men. They're fit. They're healthy. They're fun. They're outgoing, but they're also kind and conscious
and respectful
and very respectful. And they have to be, because I'm the boss and I'm let them know that. So I'm very alpha, in case you hadn't picked up on that. So as alpha woman, so alpha men have to really be true alphas to be able to handle being around me. Otherwise, they get bowled over.
Mm.
So
And so they have contests, like they have to compete in swimsuits. They have to, what are they, do they have? I saw a video where they were doing something like a, not a scavenger hunt. They were having a, like a relay race through all kinds of obstacles.
Yeah, an agility course. Yes, we, they have to do a physical agility course because, you know, these guys are loaded with testosterone. So they love to compete against each other. So that's always fun. We do a water rescue. So they have to, we have like a pretend damsel in distress out in the water that they have to go out and rescue.
Oh, I love it.
And then we have erotic massage or sensual massage competition. They have, we have a charm and charisma that they're voted on. So they're judged all week long. Each day we'll do in a different event that they're judged on. They all, but to get to Jamaica, it's all online judging. So each contestant will have a profile up on MrExotic.net, and he's responsible for getting votes. So the top 10, eight will be brought to Jamaica. Two will have as alternates, and then they'll compete for a whole week. They get to stay at Hedonism on us to compete for a week to see who is the winner. So Brad Alexander from Calgary, Canada, won the first year, and he definitely put it all on the line with getting votes, doing his best. He was charming, charismatic, energetic, handsome, sexy. He had it all. So we had some great competitors.
Yay, Canada.
Yay, Canada.
That's great. I saw some of the pictures and then I saw the video of Brad winning. I saw his champagne toast.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing about the social media is we went live on Facebook numerous times during the week to really bring the event out there for people. And we'll do that each year so people who are just unable to join us can still be a part of it and vote. They can still vote online to choose the candidate that they are in love with. But this year I'm combining the Mr. Exotic with my Hedo reunion in June. So June is going to be quite an event because we'll have nine exotic lifestyle retreat entertainment hosts, five men and four women. And the women, two of them are called doms. They're actually more masculine, even though they're beautiful. Female bodies, they have a very alpha strong, and most of them are lesbians. And then we have two femmes, which are women that are bisexual, so they'll dance for men or women, and they've been putting on shows in New York that are sell out shows. These women are, if you're completely heterosexual, they will turn you on. They're so amazing. And this is the first time that they've come to Hedonism. So we have we'll have our eight Mr. Exotic contestants. So it's going to be a packed house of heat.
Yes. It sounds exciting. I wasn't planning to go, but I have to change my ideas about this.
I think you might want to go.
Well, I also have a contestant. I have somebody that I want to be a contestant in the in the Mr. Exotic contest, one of my apprentices. So I have to do something. If you accept him, I have to do something to come there and root for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be hot. And then in October, instead of doing an event at Hedonism, I'm going to be taking a group on a lifestyle cruise.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it'll be out of the West Coast. So out of Los Angeles, and so it's going to be, it's 3 days in LA, a party, and then a 4-day cruise. So for people that are curious about the lifestyle, who just want to do something edgy and adult and sexy, it's, you know, any of these events, there's no pressure ever to do anything you don't want to do. And I think that was the thing that I worried about in the beginning, that I would be pressured. And it's the opposite. You're invited, you're welcomed, but there's no pressure.
Oh, there's no, yeah. The word no or I'm not interested is more respected, I think, in some of these places that we're talking about than it is just walking down the street or anywhere in the grocery store or by people who love us and our partners. When we say no, usually people don't accept it. We have to say no so many times.
Right.
And people here just say, oh, okay, yeah, no is no, okay. So, and that's, it's a big, it's, that really helps people get over their fear of going to a more erotic, exotic place within themselves when they know that whatever they say is going to be respected.
Right. And being a woman and running these events, I think also helps other women to feel more comfortable to know that they have a female advocate, you know, that I've walked in their shoes. I know what the fears are. And so I can help alleviate those before they even verbalize them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's great, Nancy. Really great. All right. Well, let's see. Is there any one thing, like if I were to ask you, do you have a one-liner message? You might have just said it, but let's see if there's anything else. Do you have any message or takeaway to give to people who are listening that just might add something to their everyday life?
Taking a chance of saying yes to something that's pushing a boundary, edgy, a little scary, opens you up to even more amazing experiences in life. When you say no, you close the door to all those other possibilities on the other side of that door. And you and I are both living proof that you can have a mind-blowing life and still be a functioning societal, you know, human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. To me, I feel like what you just said is so true. You can have it all. Why deny yourself of anything when you could? You literally can have it all. It's whatever you dare to dream about and then take action on. So I agree with you like 100%. And that's why we are who we are. But we are not an exclusive club. We invite everyone, anyone who has an interest, who hears this call, should get in touch.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of my favorite things is meeting new people. So, you know, so when we have new guests, it's thrilling for all of us that are there. You know, we tease them about being the hedo virgins or the exotic lifestyle virgins, but they're treated like gold. They're taken care of. They're protected. They're nourished. They're brought into the fold, in a really welcoming way. So it's, you know, you might feel nervous about that for about a minute.
And it's worth that minute just to breathe through it. It's worth that minute.
That's just part of the excitement.
Exactly. All right. Well, I want to thank you, my friend. It's been my pleasure having you here today. I'm going to be signing off, and I want to thank Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce for joining me today. It is always a pleasure and always erotic to be with her, whether it's just over Skype doing a recording like we are right now, or whether it's actually in person. She's always cooking up new adventures for herself to keep life spicy, and including everyone she knows, whoever does hear the call. So please tune in next time when I will have, I will have somebody that Nancy introduced me to, who has invented a new vibrator for people's medical health, although on my show he'll make no medical claims, but he's an amazing person who happened to invent something that for his wife's health, in the interest of his wife's health, he was searching for something, and I think that it's going to be the rival to the Hitachi magic wand. That's my prediction. So if you're at least interested, if that perked up your ears, tune in next time when he will be my guest. Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Laurie. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, this is Laurie Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness. Thank you all for listening.
thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.